Hi everybody, it's Mice Play Tonight, and I left the bars early because it was cold and boring, and I'm home now, and I've got a half of a glass of red wine left, so I'm savoring that, and I had it in my head to do a questionnaire, so I looked for a little bit. I found this sex questionnaire revival. I'm feeling a little sexy, and I'd like to answer questions about it. Part of it's because I, like I said, I've been to the bars, and part of it is because I've got this, like, sexy post-cold rasp happening, and I posted in the GWA sub earlier, so I guess I'm on one, so... It always makes me feel really interesting to be a little drunk and horny. Everybody finds me really interesting when I'm drunk and horny. Here I am reading this, answering this sex questionnaire by B. Johns, 27, about a year ago. Thanks, B. Johns. Let's see. Number one, favorite position and why? I can't say I have a favorite, and can't say I've tried them all. I really like some mish. I like some missionary. It feels really intimate, and you can use your hands on each other really efficiently. It's sweet. I like missionary. That being said, I sure do like to be just, like, pushed on all fours and fucked. So, they each have their own, times. They each have their perks and disadvantages. So, that'll be a hard one for me to answer concretely. Number two says, you ever been with somebody who you thought had a really big dick? If so, what was your reaction when you saw it? And how was the experience? If not, does it interest you? And do you hope to get one sometime? Yeah, I've had a couple of partners that had, like, larger than average penises. One in particular, when I was in my early 20s, he was an older guy. And he had a big dick, but he also was just a really good lover. And I think that sometimes what men don't understand when they're feeling insecure about their penis is that, I mean, outside of the, like, extremes, it's really about being a better lover. Like, sometimes a lot of my partners who've had big dicks were kind of shitty lovers because they, like, relied on having a big dick. Like, you could just jackhammer me into having orgasms or, you know, like, an enticing time, but the better lovers I've had have had average or even smaller than average size penises, so take that for what it's worth. But yeah, this one guy in particular had both a big dick, and he was a really good lover, and he was, like, older than me and, like, more experienced, so that was probably, like, the best sex I have ever had, honestly. It was a really explorative time. My reaction when I saw it, I think you kind of had to be there. So I think I definitely think I was, like, stoked. The experience was good. He was really, like, attentive and gentle. It was nice. I'm blushing, methinks. And it does still interest me. Yeah, I gotta say, it's definitely, like, having a big dick is not a requirement for me. But every now and then that phrase pops up in my search log somehow. Number three, do you give head? If so, do you enjoy? And deep throat. I do give head. I feel like it was a little bit of an ugly duckling, maybe. So I gave a lot of blowjobs when I was, like, in high school and, like, young, because it felt like that's how you got guys to like you, I guess. So, I don't know, take that for what it's worth, but I I always gave a lot ahead. So I think I was really good at it. I'm really good at like performative, I guess. Performative oral sex. Like I like to look good while I'm doing it. And I like to be looked at and I like to look back at him. So yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. But that's kind of why I don't really like deep throat as much, because I don't think it looks as sexy. So if I like being watched, I don't want it to be like with tears streaming down my eyes and like spit and snot and like gagging. Not really my bag. Number four, how do you feel about cum? Do you like seeing it? Ever been with a guy who shot a lot and were surprised by how much, and where do you prefer it? I feel great about cum. I've always been a swallower. It's just cleaner. I guess I've never really thought about it much, but I do like seeing it. Okay, I just kind of learned something about myself. I've always thought I kind of tolerated cum, but I think I guess I like it. I guess I quite like cum. This question says, do you like seeing it? Ever been with a guy who shot a lot and were surprised how much? That's never happened to me that I've noticed, but that would turn me on a lot. And then where do you prefer it? I like it anywhere. I mean, I kind of feel like everybody's favorite is inside, like inside the vagina. That's probably something evolutionary there, but that's the best, I guess, for me. That's like, that turns me on a lot, but I'm kind of a pleaser, so I like being able to be like, you know, put it wherever you want, like you can come on me however you want, letting him choose. And I don't know, like if he goes for my mouth, like I'm gonna make it fun. I'm gonna stick my tongue out and I'm gonna be, you know, if it's on my tits, like I'm accommodating. So I don't have a preference. I always say like, wherever you want, baby. Number five, have you ever done anal? If so, did you like it? If not, are you interested in it at all? I have, not with like a penis, I guess. I've definitely had quite a few fingers in my rear, and I've had, I've had like Sharpies in my butt. It's never really worked. Every time I've tried to like try like P in the B, it always is like, put it in my ass. Yeah, put it in my ass. And then like once it goes past a certain barrier, it's like, oh no, I haven't gotten there yet, I guess. It does turn me on though, and again, that's something that if it turns a guy on a lot, like I'm more interested in asking for it, because I get off on my partner getting off, so I like that a lot. Number six, do you like it rough? Not necessarily BDSM, but would you ever tell a guy to just fuck the shit out of you, think hair pulling and spanking? Oh yeah, absolutely. Not every time, but there's definitely there's a time, there are certain times where you just want to be like fucking pushed into the wall and like, oh yeah, hair pulled, like, yeah. For sure. Number seven, ever had a threesome? If not, what kind would you be interested in, if any? I've always been a two girls and a guy kind of person. I swing both ways. It's not particularly a turn on for me if a guy swings both ways. It's not a turn off, but the idea of two guys doesn't do it for me as much as me and another girl. definitely into the ladies. I have had like makeout threesomes, but I never had like sex threesomes. I did have a foursome. I did have like a sex with three other people situation that was really hot, and one of the girl was my friend, so that was kind of fun. The guys were neighbors. We had like we was in like a pillow fort. And yeah, it was pretty hot. Yeah, I liked that quite a bit. Number eight, do you watch porn? If so, what kind? I do. And I guess I usually my go-to when I'm ramping up is usually lesbian porn. And it's like lesbian for lesbian porn, like not lesbian for guys porn, where it's like really manufactured and like has big fake nails and one kind of body. The like for women porn definitely has me understood. Sometimes it will go kind of like big dick. Sometimes it'll go harder. Sometimes there's some like step like I guess I like the stepsister stepbrother thing if it's done the right way. Sometimes I get in the mood for like a Sibian, like watching ladies do like ride crazy vibrating and fucking machines. That's pretty cool stuff to watch. But I think that my go-to stuff is like eating out, like cunnilingus, pussy licking. That's like what I think about most of the time when I'm masturbating or when I wanna, when I'm horny, I'm thinking about somebody using their tongue and lips on me. Number nine, do you talk about your partners with your girlfriends in great detail? I have before. But I've kind of learned since that that's pretty disrespectful. That's not really, unless, you know, your partner's okay with it. I don't know, to an extent, but not in like graphic detail. Like I, with my current partner, I don't think he'd appreciate that. So I try not to. But if it's something that I need to talk about, or, you know, like I try to be diplomatic about it. And the next part of the question says, if so, have you ever become curious about a guy because of it? And I think they mean like, if I heard my girlfriend talking about sexing some guy, having sex with some guy, and then me suddenly and me being interested in him. I think that has, I guess that has happened before. I know I didn't really notice it happening when it did, but yeah, my friend, particularly my friend and her boyfriend, they were just kind of just the right amount of freaky for me at the time, and I never really hooked up with them, but it was like suggested. It was kind of played around. But then when they broke up, he asked me out and I was gonna do it. I have to admit, I feel like shit about this, but I was gonna go out with my friend's ex. And I went for a jog and sprained my ankle and I couldn't go. And I've been so grateful for that ever since. That would have been a bad choice. But I was really curious what his dick felt like. Number 10, do you ever feel a guy's balls smacking you in any position? If so, is anything noteworthy, or do you just notice? I've noticed sometimes. I know I can't think of a time that I like noticed it and was like, oh, that is particularly good or that's bad. There's just so much weird stuff happening, you know? Number 11, ever squirted? Was it with a guy or on your own? I think I did. I think I did. I had like a really crazy orgasm one time and my bed was definitely soaked, but I don't, and I think, and my partner was like, I think you squirted, but it was dark. I don't know. I can't verify it. And I never really, I get really wet, but I don't know if that's happened since or if that really was that what that was. So I don't know, but I definitely admire ladies who do. It looks like almost like painful. I don't know. Almost kind of like, I'm kind of scared of what that would be like. So I don't know. Number 12, talk about the best sex you've ever had and why it was so great. I
I
think,
can't help with that right now.
oh my God, my Cortana just like scared the shit out of me. Oh my God. That was like really loud. And she was like, I can't help with that right now. That scared me. Oh my. To try to answer this question, to talk about the best sex I ever had and why it was so great. It was with that guy that I talked about earlier who I think he just was like, he was super duper open-minded about sex stuff. I'm gonna get up and like make something to eat real quick. But he was like really open-minded about sex stuff, and I think it helped me feel really open. And I felt like a sex kitten with this guy. Like, he made me feel like young and vivacious, and he made me feel really sexy and really adventurous, I guess. He knew what to do to get me to feel like a really adventurous and open up. And so we pushed the envelopes together a lot of the time, and it always felt really like safe, and he'd make me feel like really heard. And like, I don't like being called like a slut or a whore. And he, like, there just like one time, like, he said something about being his little slut or something. And I just kind of stopped and was like, I don't like that. And then we kept going, and he was like, cool, okay. Like, that was it. And it never came up again. And like, I always felt really heard and really like, he super cared about, he was not just there to get his dick wet. Like, he super cared about me getting off and like me exploring stuff that turned me on. And so I don't know if this question is asking about like one particular time, but there was probably the best sex with that guy was this one time when we, like, I was out with a friend and I was younger. I was like maybe like 18 years younger than him. And this guy was foxy and fine. And I think I was out with friends. I was like drunk with my like 20 something friends, and I was texting him, and like I blew off all these other guys to like have him pick me up at the bar. And we went to my house, and I knew that my friends were going to be coming back there soon, and we just like, it was like we barely made it up the stairs. We were like all over each other, and I remember him like kind of pushing me over the couch and like going at me from behind. And he was taller. He was like significantly taller than me. And he kind of like lifted my hips off the ground. So eventually my knees were on the arm of the couch, ass up. My face and like arms are in the couch, the seat of the couch. And he was like still like lifting me higher. It was like gravity defying. And it just like was a great angle. And he was like touching me and like, oof, it was really hot. yeah, that's probably, I mean, when we say best sex, so it could be like lots of factors, but that's the one I think about quite a bit. I'm going to eat this food, which would be a less delightful sound coming from my mouth if this is at all. But, I actually feel really a little bit turned on by this conversation. I feel like we got a lot closer tonight. thanks for listening. I haven't had the chance, or I haven't really had the guts to do a regular ramble like what I posted about a while back. I've tried a couple times, but then I get like sick of my voice. Like, I don't know. I'm sure you've all felt it too. But anyway, thanks for listening if you're out there, and I hope that your weekend is going swimmingly and you're getting to relax, and I hope to hear your voice soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.